With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says this morning's attack at an ICE detention center in Dallas, three people were shot, resulted in multiple injuries and fatalities. She says the attacker died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Correspondent George Williams with reaction to the bloodshed.
Vice President Vance has posted on X saying, quote, "The obsessive attack on law enforcement, particularly ICE, must stop. I'm praying for everyone hurt in this attack and for their families," unquote. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said details are still emerging and that the motive for the shooting remains unclear, saying on X, quote, "While we don't know the motive yet, we know that our ICE law enforcement is facing unprecedented violence against them. It must stop," unquote.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons cites disinformation and dangerous politically motivated rhetoric. Addressing the UN, President Trump held nothing back, telling the General Assembly delegates that their countries are being ruined by mass migration. It's being promoted and funded by the UN. In a wide-ranging address, the president again demanded that Hamas release all of its hostages now.
Speaking to world leaders at the UN General Assembly, the president said the time for partial releases is over. He called on Hamas to immediately release all hostages, both living and dead.
Release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
He also criticized several countries for recognizing a Palestinian state, which he called a reward to Hamas for its October 7th attacks in Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Saying he did not and would not make light of the death of Charlie Kirk, Jimmy Kimmel returned to the air last night on ABC on a large group of TV stations refusing to air the program. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 48 points. This is SRN News. Charlie Kirk's assassination has cast a pall over the nation.
And it's not just the supporters of the conservative activist and prominent Christian. A new Gallup poll finds that since Kirk's slaying, the mood of the general public has been darkened with increased concerns about crime and national unity. 8% of people now say crime and violence are America's biggest problems, up from just 3% last month. 10% of adults say they're worried about national unity, up from 5% in August. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas A&M University's president is stepping down amid a controversy roiling the campus. Mark Welsh said it had become clear to him in recent days that it was time for him to step down. Controversy concerns a video showing a Texas A&M professor kicking a student out of class. When that student expressed concern about a lesson on how to introduce LGBT books into elementary school classes, a student pointed out that this could be a violation of federal law, and the professor expelled the student. SRN News. Retired tennis star is speaking out about the dangers of artificial intelligence after financial advice was falsely attributed to him.
Rafael Nadal is warning about fake online videos of him offering financial advice. Nadal says on Tuesday he has never endorsed the videos or their messages. He explained on LinkedIn that false videos using AI have been circulating. These videos imitate his image and voice, falsely attributing investment advice to him. Nadal calls it misleading advertising and unrelated to him. He's emphasizing the need for society to distinguish between real and manipulated content. He also urges ethical and responsible use of technology. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signals a cautious approach to future interest rate cuts. That is in sharp contrast to other Fed officials calling for a more urgent, aggressive approach. More details, SRNnews.com.